welcome to the Near Post. I'm Eamon Flanagan. We're talking Socceroos. First up is Ben Willing, our Socceroos expert. He's the author of The Flog on the Sydney Morning Herald website. And we'll also be talking to Socceroo Carl Valeri. And we'll get all his thoughts on the upcoming game against Argentina. G'day, Ben. How are you?
I'm going very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad, Ben. Thanks for joining us. Now, big game, massive game coming up against Argentina, one of the best sides in the world. What are your thoughts?
It's a pretty good opportunity for our boys to play against, obviously one of the best sides in the world when you look at the squad that they're bringing out.
Obviously, we've had a disastrous Asia Cup. You were over there at the Asia Cup, were you, Ben?
Yeah, I was. It was a wonderful holiday for some of the fans, but unfortunately, the football wasn't top notch at all.
Now, what about the squad that's been announced? So, Mark Viduka's missing. Tim Cahill obviously injured. So, what are your thoughts about Mark Viduka not being there?
See, I wish we had a definitive answer as to what's going through his mind at the moment. He scored a cracking goal for Newcastle quite recently, so he's still got it, and he's always been a very important player for the Socceroos. So you don't want to just sort of dismiss him and, tell him not to come back. But, if player doesn't want to be there, I guess you can't force him, can you?
No, you can't. But then, there is an argument that Australia's only played, or Mark Viduka, tremendous player, hasn't actually played in Australia this year. And with the game in the state it's in, it's obviously things have been going really well. The fact that, okay, he went to the Asia Cup, but he won't play on his home soil this year. Is that a concern to you as a football fan?
It's definitely a concern, because when we're playing important games, and always friendlies are important to us, because obviously we haven't got to see the Socceroos in Australia very often.
Josh Kennedy's returning. That's a good sign, you think?
It's a very good sign. Particularly seeing him back at the World Cup, he definitely added a dimension that doesn't otherwise exist for Australia. He's been out for a long time, and it's exciting to see him back.
Yeah, it sure is. And also, some new players in the squad, Alex Brosk, Dean Heffernan. Any thoughts on those guys?
Well, obviously we're a bit weak on the left hand. The last year or so we've been weak on the left hand side, with players retiring and a few unavailable at a few games. Heffernan went over to Germany and didn't get too much game time, but he's back in the A-League now and looking good.
Missed out on Asia Cup selection, possibly going to play overseas, which is kind of a bit ironic, really. Okay, what about Graham Arnold? Obviously had I think it's fair to say most people would say a disastrous Asia Cup, and most top nations would either have seen the coach resigned or have sacked the coach. I'm sure England or Argentina, if they'd had such a poor continental tournament, would have removed the coach. We haven't done that. Have you got any concerns about Arnie staying in the job?
Well, as far as I know, it seems like he's not going to be in the job too much longer. But the FFA hasn't made an actual announcement as to what's going to happen.
Does that concern you? I mean, basically, Arnie's, he's staying in the job, but if we're really preparing for the next World Cup and the World Cup qualifiers that start in February, why haven't we got the guy in place who's going to mould the team?
Leading into the last World Cup, I think we're probably lucky leaving it so late to get Hiddink in. You can't sort of take your chances like that. We need a coach who's going to be there for the long run. You've got to either support Arnie 100% and make sure everyone knows that he's going to be there, or you have to go and get that big name coach now. You can't just wait, and wait till the last minute and hope that everything works out for you.
No, I think a lot of football fans would agree with you. Now, Ben, I know that you've been a big supporter of the Socceroos over the years, also very involved with the fan base. What some developments happening with the supporters groups, I believe?
Yeah, well, the supporters groups for a while now aren't really united behind the girls there.
So we should just explain. I think there's at the moment there's a Green and Gold Army supporters group and a Fanatics supporters group. Are they the two major ones, or?
They're the two ones that have access to their own sort of area.
Yep.
And then you have lots of fairly sort of ones with some big numbers that are unofficial and don't really want to be part of either the Fanatics or the GBA, and just want to get in there and support the boys.
So what's the problem with the different groups? Is there a problem, or are you saying it doesn't work properly? Or
well, they're not sitting together in one bay behind the goals. There's three at the Sydney Football Stadium for the China game. I know that at the last match out at Telstra Stadium, there was actually seven bays of Australian. They called it the Australian supporters section.
So what would you like to see, Ben? You'd like to see one big bay of green and gold support, would you?
Yeah, basically you get all the, you have some very committed guys from each of the Fanatics, the GDA, and the other groups around the country. Get them all in the one area, get them all seeing together, and have a united front.
And just create it. Your aim is what? Just to create a really fantastic atmosphere. Okay, sounds good. Okay, Ben, thanks very much for your time, and we'll catch up with you again shortly.
Okay, thank you.
With us on the line, we've got Socceroos' Carl Valeri, who's back in Australia for the upcoming Socceroos versus Argentina game. How are you going, Carl?
Yeah, I'm very good. How are you going?
Okay, and did you feel, Carl, you've had, obviously you've had your Asia Cup time. Did you have enough of a break from football with a whole season coming up ahead of you?
Well, to answer that question very honestly, I honestly don't feel we had a sufficient break. But, it's part of being a professional footballer. I mean, the same happened when they went to the World Cup. And, we just have to deal with it the best way we can.
And your club and the Socceroos, if you're a little bit tired at times, are the organisations supportive of individual players' needs?
My club is very supportive. I mean, it depends a lot on the player as well, because, as I mentioned before, being professional, that means, recovering after your matches properly, resting at times when you feel tired and noticing when you are tired. That's kind of hard to do as an athlete, because most athletes like to push themselves. But coming off such a long season and then going into the Asian Cup, personally, I have to start realising when I'm tired and when I can and when I can't push myself. And
at Grosseto, your season's obviously, you've started, you've had two defeats, two disappointing results. But I noticed, Carl, you were only one of five players retained at the club. Is that right?
Yes, the president decided this year that he would change everything. It's unfortunate, that stuff has to happen, because some of the players, I played with them for a few years and we were really close and we went through a lot together. But football, and it's all about meeting new people as well. And, I'll share something with those guys that left for the rest of my life, because we won the championship together.
And how has the start of the season been for you? Obviously two in Serie B, so you're in the higher league this year, and two defeats.
It's been difficult, but that's expected. I mean, we're a newly promoted team. So, we're looking at to save ourselves this year. We're not looking to go up into Serie A, because obviously, our club is not ready to do that, and we're not in a situation to do that. If it happens, great, but we're looking to save ourselves from going down, so we just want to remain in Serie B. It's been a great test. I mean, the first game were kind of unlucky, because we had a man sent off, and playing in 10 is hard. So, and the second game they ended up scoring in the 90th minute. So, we've had a kind of unlucky run, but hopefully it turns, and hopefully it all starts working out for us.
And turning to the Argentina game, so what are your thoughts on the Argentina game? Obviously, you're going to be up against some fantastic players. How do you think the Socceroos will go?
I think we'll do all right. I mean, at home, the Socceroos have always done well. And, it's a young side, and, I always think a young side brings enthusiasm, especially when it's a bigger team. It's always the enthusiasm is even more than what it is, because, young players love playing for their country. And when it's against a big team like Argentina, it makes everything, much more exciting.
Yeah, they're expecting a huge crowd. It should be a fantastic night. Now, there's been a lot of talk about players, players not coming. Viduca hasn't come. Brett Emerton hasn't come. How does it work, Cole? You're just told that you have to come, or do you get a choice? Or, how much notification do you get? And, how does that sort of things work for a player?
Normally, you get 2 weeks notification before actually being selected. Sometimes it may be, something similar to you're being considered in selection for the game against, for example, Socceroos Argentina.
Yep.
And then as the date becomes closer, the squad will be finalised. Depending on who is available, who has a niggling injury, it all depends on that sort of... You know, as I spoke about before, it's about being professional and realising when to push yourself and when not to. And, you know, as happy... You know, everyone's always happy to play for their country, but to do a trip to Australia for 10 days and play is kind of stressful on an athlete.
Who's your favourite player to watch in the Socceroos?
Mark Bresciano.
What and who's your favourite player to watch in the whole world?
I like Gattuso, because especially when he plays at the San Siro, because every time he does a tackle, the crowd goes crazy.
And what have you been enjoying about being back in Tuscany?
Tuscany, just the life, catching up with friends. I didn't get to enjoy, you know, the rest of the parties and the stuff like that after winning the actual championship. So it was great to actually be back and just to see what had been happening in the city, and, you know, because obviously our stadium got upgraded and the town, how excited they are. So.
What do you have a pre-match routine, Carl?
No, I normally the last thing I do is put my shin pads on, and I only ever start focusing or thinking about the game as I'm walking.
Okay, Carl. Well, I hope you enjoy the game, and I'll speak to you again soon.
Okay.
Well, that's all from the Near Post this week. And remember, if you're going to the Near Post, get there first.